Listener Production. Tragedy strikes in Perth. Good morning, I'm Celeste Mitsu. A 16-year-old Perth girl has been killed in a shark attack at a popular beach spot east of Fremantle. It is the first fatal mauling in Swan River in a century. Acting Inspector Paul Robinson says the teen had been jet skiing with friends when she decided to jump in the water near the old Fremantle traffic bridge.
Possibly a pod of dolphins were being seen nearby, and a young female jumped in the water to swim nearby the dolphins.
A train derailment in the US state of Ohio has sparked a massive explosion. About 50 cars of a freight train have come free off the tracks. Authorities don't know yet what caused the train to derail or what it was carrying. No injuries have been reported. Free TAFE courses will start rolling out across the country in a bid to combat the skill shortage. Fees will be scrapped for those studying health and aged care, as well as traditional trades. The $1 billion program was part of last October's federal budget. The PM will make an impassioned plea for Aussies to back his proposed First Nations voice to Parliament amid mounting criticism. It will be the core focus of his speech today in Canberra, where he will explain why it's necessary. The public will get their say during a referendum later this year. And Nigella Lawson isn't returning to Aussie TV screens after just one season. The British foodie queen won't be part of Seven's upcoming My Kitchen Rules. The Perth Scorchers have sealed their fifth Big Bash title, hanging on for a 5-run win over the Brisbane Heat. Captain Ashton Turner was named player of the final, but it was teen Cooper Connolly who stole the show. He helped set up the victory, smashing 25 from 11 deliveries in just his fourth game.
Nah, it hasn't sunk in yet. I think I'll give it a couple of days before it sinks in, but yeah, over the moon. Can't thank the crowd enough and, yeah, just continue to celebrate.
On Seven there, and Opals legend Lauren Jackson has suffered a suspected Achilles injury during the Sydney Flames' thrilling 1-point victory over the Flyers.